You are listening to BensTorah.com.
This year, Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. First day of Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. And as the Mishnah in the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah tells us, the blue shirt for only Beis Hamikdash, but not outside of Beis Hamikdash. And the Gemara, the Bavli, tries to bring different explanations why. And the Gemara says, why should it be a difference between blowing in Beis Hamikdash and blowing outside Beis Hamikdash? If you're not supposed to blow, don't blow it up. If you're supposed to blow, blow everywhere. So what's pshat? You blow only in Beis Hamikdash. And the Gemara concludes that the only reason why we don't blow, Hakol chem v'tiya shefar, v'in hakol b'kim v'tiya shefar. Now everybody knows how to blow. Gzer shem eitlenu b'yadoi v'yelech etz ha'boki l'ilmai. Maybe one will go to a boki to learn, he will carry the shefar to learn how to blow. V'yavienu d'al al shuz rabim, he's going to take it to 4 hours shuz rabim, any time in the lulav, any time in the megillah. That's the reason we don't shake lulav and Shabbos as this year again, and that's why we don't read Megillah and Shabbos. Because maybe someone will carry 4 hours of Shabbat. Now this is always a question that bothers everybody. I mean, we have a mitzvah d'oraisa to blow a shofar. Mitzvah d'oraisa, mitzvah said to blow a shofar. That's not only stam mitzvah d'oraisa, blow shofar, as we're going to see, the Midrash tells us that that is a condition for us to be zeicha b'din. How do you go when you, because of a gzeirah, that maybe one person will not know how to blow shofar, is going to carry 4 hours of rabim, so therefore you cancel and then shofar Rosh Hashanah. Say the lulav, say the Megillah, say question. Even Megillah, which is the Havanah, still, what's the pshat, what's the understanding behind it? Take away the mitzvah said because such a chashash. That's number one. The Yerushalmi disagrees with the Bavli. And Yerushalmi says, as the Havan of the Bavli is, that the reason why we don't blow shofar Rosh Hashanah is because it's Xeris HaKlasov. Because we have two psuki, very famous Yerushalmi. There's two psuki. One pasuk says, Yoin Tru Yelechem, and the other pasuk says, Zichron Tru Yelechem. One pasuk says you have to blow shofar, one pasuk says you have to remember shofar. So the Gemara of Yerushalmi tells us, Zichron Tru on Shabbos, Yom Tshuva on the regular year when Rosh Hashanah falls during the week. Ask the Yerushalmi, what about the Mikdash? So why do you blow in the Mikdash? Answers the Yerushalmi, we have another pasuk. The pasuk says, the Kraftim B'mokos, and we learn from Bechad L'Chodesh, that's where you blow. There's places, there's one place you do blow. Where is it? The Kraftim B'mokos Shakarbonis. Wherever you give Karbonis, that's where you blow Shofar. So from here you learn you blow shofar in the Mikdash. So first of all, what's the idea that blowing shofar has to do with Karbanis? You want to tell me it's Beis Hamikdash. I say you blow shofar in Beis Hamikdash. You learn Dafka from the fact of Karbanis. But furthermore, the Bavli Yerushalmi seem over here to be two opposite spectrums of the understanding of blowing shofar in Shabbos. According to the Bavli, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, mitzvah said to blow shofar. We're stuck, we can't do it. So we stop from doing it because of a gzeirah. But according to Yerushalmi, there's no mitzvah to blow shofar in Shabbos. At all. Can we reconcile this Bavli Yerushalmi together? They seem so opposite in each other, so extreme. What? Yeah, according to Yerushalmi, that's because of zichron truah, you don't blow shofar in Shabbos. Because of the pasuk. How much derisa? Is there any way to put these two things together? And finally, to be bevayer, when many of the sources speak about, you know, we blow shofar and Shabbos, we blow shofar and Rosh Hashanah, that's what changes the din of Am Yisrael, as we'll see in a moment. How do you do that on Shabbos, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, you don't blow shofar? So how will you be zeicha b'din? How will that work if you don't have the tkiyas shofar, which is so necessary? So to answer this, really want to bring together some of the ideas that the Kedola Kadmoni bring. I want to say it clearly in our language, as the Aris Dvash, the one part of it, and the main part is the Bnei Yisachar, who says a beautiful Mahalach regarding blowing shofar and Shabbos. I mean, not blowing shofar and Shabbos, and with a little bit of a taste of Tzadik HaKohen, with he the little pep that he adds to it. But we'll start with the following Rashi. Rashi that we discussed in this shir a few times is the Rashi in the beginning of Chumash. Rashi tells us, "Tchilo alav b'machshava liber soilu midas adin." Shmuel originally thought to create the world with midas adin, with judgment, strict ways, person has to earn his living with no leeway. Rosh in Ayla Miskayim saw the world doesn't exist, will not be able to exist. Shitifim midas rachim, so he joined with it midas rachim, mercy. Mercy came into play. The Rashi seems to be saying, because obviously Chazal, that the HaKadosh Baruch had a Havami and then he had Maskana. Obviously, it doesn't work that way. What does it mean? He thought originally to do Midas Adin, and then he decided to do Midas Arachim. What is the Havami? What's the Maskana? What's the idea? What's going on with you? So, Ramon Shapir, the Tzadik Ramchal, always used to say the following. And this is really, it's Miyusa, this concept is in the Ramchal, but the way Ramon Shapir said it in a very clear way is the following. What is the main purpose of this world? The main purpose of this world, because Bohu wants to give us good. He wants us, wants to give us reward. Midas, the loshon of the Ramchal, the language of the Ramchal is Midas Hatoiv Lehetiv. Because Bohu wants to give us good. So what's the idea that we're going through this world through the trials and tribulations of doing mitzvahs and keeping the Torah? Because Bohu wants us to earn the good. The best good that one can have is one that you earn. If you don't earn it, if you get it for free, that's namad kesufa, that's free, poor man's bread. We want to avoid that. So Kishbol created Mita Sadin, the judgment method, in order for us to earn our living in Olam Haba. That's why he created Mita Sadin. So the Mita Sadin over here is not a purpose on its own. It doesn't stand on its own. It's a means to an end. In order for you to earn your living, I'm giving you a method to do it. Midas Adin. But it's only for you to reach your ultimate goal of getting Olam Haba. What happens if something stops you in the middle? So then we say, one second. The system over here, there's a purpose here. We're doing din so you earn your living. But what happens if you're not going to earn your living? So you're going to lose the whole thing. So the Kishbol says, one second. So Midas Adin itself, says Ramosha, says, I'm not working. I'm not bringing the ultimate goal that I'm created for. I'm here to create a ultimate goal giving you good. And the best good is for you to earn the good. But if one is not going to reach that goal because of Midas Adin, so then what? So then that purpose is not being achieved. So then, Midas Sadin says, let's leave it alone. Let's join over here, mercy. Because the din is not the purpose. The din is only the means to the purpose. If it doesn't work, we need to avoid it. We said over here a few times, the mashal, that a person who, a father who has a big business and wants his child to learn to start from the bottom up. So he brings him into the business. He tells him, you're going to start working from the bottom. And you're going to work very hard. And you're going to earn your living, and you're going to grow in the business until you reach, you know, the CEO office. But you're not starting in the CEO office. So the kid starts at the bottom. He becomes the mailman in the mailroom. That's what he does. And he works hard. Why? For a purpose, to reach the CEO office. But whatever, he can't take it anymore. He says, you know, I'm giving up. One thing would not happen to him, to this son working for his father. He's never going to be fired. Because the purpose that he's going to the bottom up is not like a regular worker, that this is the means. The only way to get up is if you go through it. If it doesn't work, you're out. He must reach the end result. This is just a means to an end. How do you reach the end result in the best way possible? So if Midas Adin doesn't work, Midas Adin demands Shitov Midas Rachel. Join over here mercy in order for it to work. It's not a Havir Maskana. The din is the ultimate goal. That's what we want to achieve. But if the world cannot reach it with the din, so the din itself says, you know what? We need to bring back mercy. We need to bring back rachamim in order to reach the goal of Kadosh Baruch Hu to do chesed, to give it to us, even though we don't really deserve. So you give a little leeway. You don't do it so strictly. Give a person more time, as the Mesias Hashem expands on that. That's the idea of this gemara. The ultimate goal is to do din. It says tzaddikim gemurim, they are in midas din, kechut asayro, like a width of a hair. Ain't oil in the sky, the world can't exist. So you have to join other things. That's that Rashi. From the Yarid Vash, we learn that the following happens in Rosh Hashanah. Every single Rosh Hashanah, you start with B'tchilo Allah B'machshava Livra Soilu Medesani. The world starts with Din. You have every day, because what creates the world is a little bit of a Din. That we spoke about in Parshas Korach. That Parshas Bullock, the Bilam knew there's a moment in every day which was angry. It's brought down, that moment is the midas adin of every day. But when you're looking at the year as a whole, what's the moment that Kishbogus, so to speak, is angry? I mean, what is the moment of din? The moment of din is Rosh Hashanah. B'tchilo olam hamashav alivrei yisrael midas adin. The world starts with din. Every year starts with din. But then has to come the next process. Rosh Hashanah Elohim Iskayim, the world can't exist within, so you must have Rachel. You must join over here, Rachel. And here there's a small difference to what happened in the beginning of the creation and what happens every year. In the beginning of creation, the one who's Shittim in the Sarachim was automatic, was a Kishbo who did it. It came from above. What's called the Sarusa Deleil, coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu bred, said, this thing doesn't work. We have to be shot in the Sarachim. But from here on, it's our job. It's May Adam's job to go and switch the Din to Rachamim by saying, oh, Din doesn't work, so we have to switch it. And how do May Adam do that? That's the Kol HaShofer. That's the Medrash mentioned before, the Yalkut Shemayni. Tells us that that's what it means. Allah Elokim Bistrua Hashem Mikol Shofar. Allah Elokim Bistrua is Midas Adin. Elokim Midas Adin. Hashem Midas Arachim Bikol Shofar. The idea is that Bishah, that Am Yisrael come in and they blow the Shofar. So Keshbonchu Oyle Mikis Adin V'yoshev Kisarach. The Shofar moves Hashem from being on the judgment chair to the Rachamim chair, to the mercy chair. That happens through the shofar. And the Aristotle, Rebbe Sadavish, explains why is the shofar the one that brings, that changes the din to the Rachamim? Because again, according to what we just learned, the idea that din to the Rachamim is that the din is not the main goal. It's only a means to get to a much deeper purpose. The original purpose of the Bria. When you blow a shofar, the Koyla shofar is the voice coming from the inside, from the mouth, without the dibur. The dibur, when a person speaks, that's the external part of what he's saying. Kol HaShofar is a voice that comes from the inside, which doesn't have all the external parts. It's the inner part. We want to go to the inner idea. You have din, but that's the only external part. The inner idea of the din is the mercy of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the katz of Kadosh Baruch Hu that gives us to him. The world will not exist if it gets destroyed. That's what Shofar does. Can't it also the Shlo brings that the idea of blowing the Shofar is Vayipach Be'ap of Nishmas Chaim, meaning that when we blow the Shofar is equivalent to Kadosh Baruch Hu blowing the Neshama into the mouth of the Adam. We're going back to that original time when the world starts, that moment of creation, the moment which is Kulei Chesed, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to create Adam. We go back to that and remind that's the purpose of the world. So that's why we're moving from Kisedin to Kisirachim. Because the Shofar takes that above the source, the Shoyrish of Midas Adin. What Midas Adin begins with, which is really all for our good. So if we can withhold it, so then you don't use Din, you do Zirachim. If Din cannot work, the Din is not the main purpose, it's only a means to an end. That's what the blowing the Shofar does, brings it back to the original state, takes out the Din the way it appears here in the world, and removes it and makes it into Rachim. That's what the blowing of the shofar does for us every year.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Tzaddik adds to that's the idea that the shofar always brings a basin of sikta. When every time you blow the shofar, it brings us back to forward to the shofar of Gadol Mashiach. The shofar brings it to ultimate tachlis. According to what we're learning, what the Tzaddik means to say is, where are we going to? What is the world going to get to us to Geula Shleima? So if you're going to be very strict with us, and everything will be with no leeway, we'll never get there. You have to give us some rachmi, mercy, in order for us to reach the Shefer HaGadol, to connect this Shefer with the Shefer HaGadol. So that happens every year when we blow Shefer. Comes Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, and Shabbos, and there you don't blow Shefer. Why not? What about moving the Kisadin to Gizrachim? How are we going to achieve that? Says the Bnei Yisachar, in the beginning of the Sefer, when he speaks about Shabbos, says a gevaldik thing. Says the idea that you have a din that stands on its own, a din that may destroy the world, a din which is bad to the world, that's only during the weekday. But in Shabbos, as we say, in the Mizmor of Atkinu Sudaso, that all the dinim of miskafim, they go away. Shabbos is the time when there's no dinim. We know that the Rishayim, the Gehenim, stops burning on Shabbos. Shabbos is the time where all the bad that's involved in this world is created, makes the world stand on its own, goes away, because Shabbos, you go back to the source. And Rav Yisachar referring to his idea that Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. And when you get to Me'ein Olam Haba, there you're basically in that place which belongs to us in Lavoi, where the whole world makes sense and you see how everything connects and everything brings things to its tachlis. Nothing is and stands on its own. Everything is a means to an end, to the tachlis Ashleimo, to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to get to. So that's what Shabbos is all about. You're living a world of Me'ein Olam Haba. So when you're that place of Me'ein Olam Haba, all the dinim, there's no dinim that stand on their own. Dinim, when we talk about dinim, it's bad in the world, which sins that they're standing on their own. We have all kinds of midas in the world, which says, I don't care what you're doing, you're under judgment, there's no leeway, there's no way to give you any makom to move. When we get to Shabbos is a place where everything is clear, and you know what's the original rutzen. What's the tachlis? And if so, when you get to that time, so then, anichanani, you don't, says the Yisachar, you don't need to blow shofar on Shabbos. There's no need for a shofar to be blown on Shabbos, because if you blow a shofar is to move midas adin to misarachim, to connect back to the original idea, the din doesn't stand on its own. On Shabbos, you don't need it, because in Shabbos, anyway, the din doesn't stand on its own. So therefore, in Shabbos, there's no inyan to blow shofar. And with that, you know, before we get to that, so one thing that Bnei Yisachar leaves open. So what's the idea that you blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash? What's the shofar that you blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash? Even on Shabbos? If I don't need it, what's tried when you blow shofar in English? So, L'chura, the answer is the following. And I found the Shem Shmuel, Hajj Vayikra, doesn't speak about shofar, but he seems to say this idea. The concept is the following. Shofar, when I'm blowing shofar is the shofar based on English. We both share based on English.
Everyone's so out to lunch.
Yeah, based on English. What do you mean based on English? Based on English is a place where you still do avoiders and Shabbos. Karbonis, come on Shabbos. The Ramban points it out. We speak of Melechas Shabbos. Why do we, you know, we learn that you're not allowed to do the Melechas of the Mishkan. On Shabbos, which melachas is the Mishkan we talk about? Not the melachas are done in the Mishkan. The binyan of Mishkan. The Malachas and Mishkan itself are done on Shabbos. We do Karbonos on Shabbos. Karbonos Tzibur, we do on Shabbos. We continue working, so to speak, and do worship at Kadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos. So without adding any explanation to this, with this point, we see that Beis HaMikdash is a standalone. While the whole world is Shaivis and Malacha, the Mishkan is not. What the Shemesh Shmuel explains is that there's a difference between the Avodah that we have outside Beis HaMikdash and the world Avodah that we have in Beis HaMikdash itself. And the Avodah outside Beis HaMikdash, there's no purpose of it when we have the Kedusha of Shabbos. Well, the Avodah of the Mishkan is a different type of one, which you do have it even in Shabbos. He explains in Musagim in Kabbalah, there's a type of Avodah which continues always. It says that when there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's like a real Makri with the Neshamas and Tzadikim and Shammai. And the Beis HaMikdash is kind of Beis HaMikdash. So you have a certain Avodah which is not only an earthy Avodah, is a Kedusha that stands on its own, even when you have a Shabbos. Sure, that's the same idea by Schaefer. So when you're blowing Shema Beis HaMikdash, it has a different purpose. The same way the Karbanos do something else in the Mishkan, it's a different Avodah than we have in the rest of the world. Also, the Schaefer is a different one. And it's not the din of the Mal and the Kisa din of Kisa Rachel. It's a Karbanos which belongs to the Kedusha even when you're in the Tachas and Kedusha. Just based on the Shema Shavuot, without going into too much detail, explain it needs more beer. But if whatever the reason is, we see that the Karbanos are different. And this we go to what the Gemara Yerushalmi tells us. The Yerushalmi says, how do I know that I blow Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash? Because you learn from the Krafton. It says, where do you blow Shofar? The Krafton. The Shofar connects to the Karbanos. They say the Karbanos continue in Shabbos. And whatever the explanation of that is, the Shofar connects to that. That avoid that connects to that also. That's what is different in Beis HaMikdash. With that, with this Beis Yisrael that tells us, what is Beis Yisrael B'chadish? That in Shabbos, I don't need, outside of Beis HaMikdash, I don't need the Shofar. The regular Shofar is in order to be Kaifa Nedinim, like he calls it. To be Ma'alim, Mekis Adin, Mekis Arachim. That's outside of Beis HaMikdash. Again, being in Beis HaMikdash is doing something else. But if that's outside Beis HaMikdash, that's what it does, so when it comes to Shabbos, I don't need. So once we have that understanding in the Yerushalmi, that understanding of the Yisachar, so maybe we can reconcile the Bavli Yerushalmi. Because what the Bavli is telling us is, and that the Yisachar says himself, he doesn't bring the Yerushalmi, he says the Bavli Nafka. So when Chazal tells us, you don't blow the Shofar, because Shema Yavi Renu Dal Damas Yusrabi. What the Bavli is telling us is, Chazal, I'll say that we'll start with that. The Yisachar says it. Chazal are teaching us that really there's no need for Shofar and Shabbos. Why do we blow Shofar and Shabbos? Because that's the pashtus, the Torah. The Torah gives you what you have according to the Bavli. The Torah is telling you the way things appear on the surface. On the surface, we don't see a difference between Shabbos and a weekday. No, it's due to Shabbos. There's something much greater up there in Shemayim. But here on earth, you don't see a difference. So the Torah tells you act in Shabbos the way you act in the weekday. Because the Torah is based on things that appear in front of us. But Chazal Baruch Katsham says, Neisaschar, no, the really Shabbos, you don't need the Shofar. So Chazal told you because of Shem Yavir Nadal Damas. You can add to that a little knesh that what does it mean, Yavir Nadal Damas Rus Rabim? Because Rishus HaRabim, that's the reason I mentioned in the Machshav on the Daf a lot, this idea that Rishus HaYachit says the Arizal refers to how the whole world connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shus HaRabim refers to a world which doesn't connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not allowed to walk in Shus HaRabim and Shazal Metal to Shus HaRabim because you're not allowed to be in Shus HaRabim and Shabbos. On Shabbos, you have to be with the Yochid to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Shabbos is all about. As well as the Echot, it's a connection to one. So that's maybe a remnant of the Gemara. Shema Yavirenu Daladam Shus HaRabim. Maybe if you're going Shofar, you're going to be busy with dinim that have to do with the weekday, the Rabim. Time when there's different kreichos, we're not busy with the Shabbos. We're busy with the yachid. I don't want you to be busy with the rabbi. I want you to be busy with the yachid, yachid miyuchot. What you have in Shabbos, you don't have to blow shofar. Kreid dimnei yisoschar. Maybe I'll dach pshat just to add that yisoschar. So then, mainly the Baal Yerushalmi, we're not arguing so much. The Yerushalmi just understands that that's how the Torah is telling us the famous. The Torah is telling you right away, don't bullshit on Shabbos, bullshit for during the week. According to the Babli, the Torah is telling you, blow shiv and Shabbos as well, not because you need it, because not to separate Shabbos and week because we can't see the difference. Chazal Baruch Kodeshim see that difference that Yerushalmi refers to, and Shabbos you don't need it. So the only question is, did the Torah tell us beferish or not? It's not a machlik, they both agree that you don't need the pool of shayfer on Shabbos. But it comes out that when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, so then that what usually we need to do our avoda to be kaif for the din, to work hard and change the din, it's done with, we don't need to do that when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. It's going around today that in the name of another Chassidish Sefer, the Pshat is that not the, where we have to blow Sefer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blows the Sefer for us. And according to what the Yisrael says, it means you don't really need to blow the Sefer. That Aliyah Mikisadin Lakisa Rachman, the fact we have the Rachman, the mercy, that we're so yearning in Rosh Hashanah, doesn't come through us, it comes automatically, it comes without us. And as we're going from a year, Tafshin Pei, a year which was a very difficult year, a year that retroactively, when we look at the Rosh Hashanah that we had, the Midas Adin took a little more of a toll on this year than usual. Obviously, we don't know to what extent and everything has a cheshbon, but the way things appear, the Midas Adin last year was not, we didn't overcome the Midas Adin enough on last Rosh Hashanah. So hopefully as we go into Tafshin Pei Aleph, the new year, we don't really have to do that work this year. This year we have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we have the Shabbos, where the Midas Adin to begin with is not so strong. And automatically we go from Midas Adin to Midas Harachamim. So Be'ez Hashem, this will be the year that we have a Geula Shleimo, and all the tzaros will stop. We have this chasu sefer that's going around the top when you go from Tafshin Pei to Tafshin Pei Aleph. Nussbaum showed me this chasu sefer. So when he goes to Tafshin Pei to Tafshin Pei Aleph, the words Tafshin Pei Aleph stand for Ashbois. I'm coming to tell you, me Ashbois Yorim Evyon. You go down from a very bad situation to a Simcha Dekir, to a year where the Midas Adin will not be there. Because it will be a year of Midas Harachamim, we should be zeichet to a ksiva v'chasim ha-toivo, a good geben shteyar, a year of kfias Midas Adin, and the gilui revelation of Midas Harachamim, a year of mercy.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.